This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply Superintendent Jared Corden of Roseburg Public Schools. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning.
Well, about a month left here. It's been quite the year.
Yeah, it's been in many ways a unique year, but also a great year in many ways as well.
So, looking ahead, people are already starting to think about fall and what things might look like differently as the way, you're hoping to do it now.
Right. So don't forget summer. We've got lots going on in the summer. But in terms of the fall and the 2021 or 21-22 school year, we are and have been anticipating a normal return to school, a five-day return. That's what we've been planning for. Of course, we always have had contingencies in place, but we're moving full steam ahead with a full return next year.
And for a lot of people, probably parents, students, staff, they would really be happy if that all pans out.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think everybody will be grateful to get back to school full time. I feel confident we'll be able to do that and that we'll be allowed to do that. And so that's been the plan, and we're charging ahead, excited to welcome all of our kids and families back full time next year.
Now, even with that full time, what plan do you have for those who want to remain in virtual education?
So we will have a full virtual option for students K-12 next year, and those options can be found during the registration online at the district website. We've really enhanced some of those options, learned a lot this year, and have spent a lot of the spring and the winter developing an online program that's going to be really fantastic next year. So we will be back full-time in person, and for those that would like to pursue an online option, that will be available for all students K-12 as well.
And I imagine over the past 14 months, as so many things have had to shift so quick, that those who, not just in the district, but people that you draw from, there's a lot more resources out there for those virtual opportunities, and they're being done a lot better.
For sure. I mean, specifically in our school district, I think we, the spring of last year, we really were really scrambling, honestly, to put up a comprehensive distance learning, and it exposed a lot of things that we needed to do better in terms of infrastructure, and we had no learning management system. Kids didn't have devices. Parents didn't have, Wi-Fi access, and we've really been able to bridge that gap of that technology divide and get those devices out, and we've made some significant improvements in terms of what the structure will look like this year, and we're going to expand on that next year and have some really robust acceleration opportunities for all students in the virtual world.
Now, as we look towards the summer, I'm sure there's some parents and some kids that are maybe looking for some additional opportunities that maybe wouldn't be out there or that they wouldn't normally take advantage of just because of the clunkiness of the past 12 months.
Yeah, and they're needed for sure, and we're excited to be offering a six-week summer program that will focus on both enrichment, connection, and some acceleration options for students as well. So, and those will happen K-12 for students. We're going to start those. With the invitations to enroll in those went out to current students, and we're going to have those fill up with current students. We've had quite a bit of interest of people that aren't in the school district. They might homeschool or be part of another school district, and we'd like to get all those options full for students across the community once we make sure we've captured our students first.
So what kinds of things are going to be available? Is this a lot different than a typical summer school experience?
Yeah, it's quite a bit different, and honestly, it's really going to be super enjoyable. Kids will have a ton of choice. Give you some examples. At the high school, we're going to have all of our career technical options available at the beginning, kind of in a pre-session. And then you're going to have some really, really cool options for kids. Everything from personal finance to microbiology, artistic journaling. There'll be guitar boot camp, piano lessons. Some neat things. In fact, there's even courses like Pioneers of Collaborative Mathematical Investigations, along with some sewing. And that's going to be at the high school. The middle and elementary school will have also a wider range of courses for kids to connect, to just find that spark and joy of learning.
So to do all of that, did the state provide some additional funding to the district?
They did, and that was a huge kudos to the state for that. They set aside $250 million for schools to participate or to put together a program. I think many schools, possibly most, I'm not sure. I know there are schools who have not moved forward on that, but it's a really great opportunity, and we're excited about that. We're going all in on opportunities for kids this summer,
and as well for kids to just get used to more of a normal experience.
Right, we've had a lot of kids that haven't come back, and so maybe they've elected to go remote. So just to get kids back in the building, back doing something that they enjoy, there are 3 2-week sessions, and kids can just choose a 2-week, a 4-week, a 6-week sessions, and so it's just a good opportunity for kids to connect, find something that they love to do. There's been a lot of research about kids just getting that spark, something they love to do. It doesn't matter what it is. That transcends the content they're doing into just a joy of learning, and that helps students academically, social, emotionally, just feeling connected to the school.
So if they find that spark, that's something that they just really like, they get into that, then is it when some of those other maybe not as exciting to them subjects come along that they're better able to deal with those?
Yeah, we find that's the case. And one thing that we're planning on doing, in fact, we had plans to do it this year and set some money aside for that, is we'd really like to be extending these summer opportunities in some more consistent after-school opportunities for kiddos, regardless of their zip code, that the district provides for students, and they'll primarily be around those STEM education opportunities for kids. So some of these summer courses are more be a primer for what kids and families will see next year.
So what's the rest of this school year look like?
Well, we're charging ahead with, we've been back for many months, 5 days a week at the elementary, and we're pushing forward and finishing the year. A lot hasn't changed there necessarily. Middle and high schools are still charging ahead with, learning every day. A lot hasn't changed. We're still in a bit of a hybrid of the high school. It's still that 2 days and 2 days for the kids that are attending. We're back 4 days a week at the middles, which is great. And so I think we're looking forward to an in-person graduation, looking forward to kids having a strong end of the year.
All right, Superintendent Jared Corden of Roseburg Public Schools, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
8:39 and Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.